on.
Just got off of work, headed home.
I don't really have my enough hands to be able to look at it right now because, you know, I'm mobile. So, what is your name again?
Here, we've talked a couple of times in the past, I believe.
Sure, we've talked in, a couple of times. You know, you remembered my name, so, you know, the only way you'd probably get to know that information is if we were able to... We held
a Q-tip before. Most always got a radio on somewhere, so I listen a lot and hear a lot of call signs and recognize names even if I haven't talked to them.
They're not really the same over here. I don't really keep my radio on unless if I'm really getting, you know, ready to use it.
I'm at home or driving in the vehicle. It's on, but I can't listen to it at work. That's the only downside.
So,
do today.
I just driving home from Florida, so we're almost home to Richardsburg, Peter, and I took off my base station, which happened just to be a mobile radio, and rigged it up in the car, K2RCL, I should say, helped me rig it up in the car with a cigarette, or, not a cigarette lighter, but, you know, like the plug in the car, and then I put a Mac mounted on the roof, so, that's what I'm working off right now.
Be working, you're perfectly readable. There's a little bit of static in the background, but I can hear what you're saying.
And actually, you know, how far I am away from the computer, but,
I'm not sure about myself here. I might be 10, 15 miles away. I think I'm running like 25 watts.
Yep, here I'm also running 25 watts. Just that my antenna isn't, you know, quite thick. It's only 6 inches.
When you're putting it on somebody else's vehicle, I guess you can't be taking up too much space.
That is true.
You on there calling and thought I'd give you a call back, but I'm about to pull into the driveway. It's been good talking to you, Alexander. This is Jim, KO4RAX, and I'll be clear on your final.
This is Jim, and have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4QLP, and I'll be clear about mine.
CTW Mobile.
QLP Mobile.
This is Tyler. How you doing this afternoon?
Tyler, how about yourself?
Self, just driving over towards Spartanburg to a friend's house, and took a little walk earlier, enjoyed the weather, and got on the HF radio a little bit after that. Managed to get a guy over in Northern California on 10 meters, so hadn't been too bad of a day so far.
I guess the 10-meter band was, fairly good. I'd love to get on 10 meters, but I've been, today would be probably, might have been able to get somewhere if my radio setup was working and I wasn't in the car driving home from Florida all day.
Yeah, pretty good today, it seemed like. He was coming in S9 plus 10 at least, loud and clear, and I tell you, I've hopped on it on and off over the past week or two, and almost every day I've heard somebody from somewhere, so at least the past week or two, 10 seems to be open. If you get a chance and you got a radio that'll do 10, I'd check it every now and then, at least for the next week or two.
I have a radio that would do 10 meters and a 10-meter antenna. The only problem is I can transmit but not receive.
No problem, I guess, but I'm sure you'll get it worked out eventually.
If you guys, offer to come out and help me out, try to figure out what's wrong with it.
Part of the hobby, I guess, is part of the fun part sometimes, and it's part of the part that'll make you frustrated sometimes, is figuring things out. And I guess if it was really easy and you could just do it the first time every time, it would take some of the fun out of it, take some of the challenge anyway.
True, because, because, you know, then you wouldn't have to learn so much for your test either, and, you know, just, it would take a lot of it out.
Radio, if not 10 meters, tell me what you've been up to.
Just do VHF, mainly on this repeater, because, you know, I've met, a lot of people on this repeater, and, I've already made some relationships, and I played around with Echolink some, and other than, trying to play with HF on 10 meters, haven't done much into the hobby.
That sounds pretty good. I know, I think I've talked to you one time before. You were working, you were on the repeater, and you were working simplex with somebody. I can't remember the other call sign who you were working with, but I heard you guys, and I called back once you got back on the repeater, so I had heard you as far away as Simpsonville. I think you said you were up more toward northern Greenville County way, so that's pretty good on simplex.
That probably would have been K2RCO, if I'm right.
It's been at least probably a month or two ago, so my memory's a little fuzzy on it, but, that's always something I like doing. I always love it when I get a simplex contact, when you go straight radio to radio rather than relying on the repeater. Feels a little bit more like what you get into radio for.
Around with simplex, all the way from around Crystal River, Florida, all the way up to, around Greenville County area. I monitored on simplex, and for a few hours here and there when, we had to use the plug for something else, and I didn't really hear anything. I got a static a few times, but nothing that I could make out.
People on it anymore, and simplex is kind of like fishing. You just have to kind of throw your call sign out there enough, and one of these days you'll get a bite, and it's usually pretty rewarding when you do, but you keep at it. I just pulled up here to my destination, and I'll say 7-3. It was really good to talk to you, and hopefully I'll find you on the repeater again or maybe on simplex, but this is W4CTW, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good rest of your day. This is K0420P Mobile.